Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with your appreciation. Listen, subscribe, and follow the podcast, YouTube feed, 94. WIP, check it out there. Yes, it is time for the 2025 NBA draft. The Sixers, of course, hold the number 3 overall pick tonight, and there's been a lot of discussion. You know, I put out my big board yesterday. You go back on the feed and check it out. But no shocker, no surprise by me, VJ Edgecombe is number 1 for me, you know, on the options that I think will be there at 3, right? Cooper Flagg is the number 1 player. Dylan Harper's number 2, and then you kind of look at the draft from 3 on. Because the draft, I think, in a lot of ways starts tonight with the Sixers at number 3. And when I look at it, VJ Edgecombe is my guy. But I will acknowledge that there are other options for the Sixers here. I don't think this is a slam dunk 1-2-3 in the NBA draft. We have that some years. You know, we have years where it's a slam dunk 1, years where it's a slam dunk 1-2-3, years where it's a slam dunk 1-2-3, you know, 4-ish, and then the draft really gets kind of haywire after that. This year feels like it is a clear number 1 in Cooper Flagg. It is a clear number 2 in Dylan Harper. And then after that, it really does feel like it is beauty in the eye of the beholder. You know, any of those teams, I'm looking at the order right now. So Charlotte's going to be at 4, the Jazz at 5, the Wizards at 6, the Pelicans at 7, the Nets at 8, the Raptors at 9, you know, the Rockets now at number 10 after the Durant deal. You know, you have – actually, I guess that's the Suns, right? The Suns would have that pick after the Durant deal, yeah. The Blazers at 11, the Bulls at 12, you know, Hawks 13, Spurs 14. So it's all kind of there, and I don't know the order, but here's what I have started to think, and I have started to surmise. So I like Edgecombe, and I think that's the right pick. Sometimes I think in sports we overthink things. I wrote in the newsletter today, sometimes simple is best when making decisions. Sometimes simple is best in a lot of facets of life. I think when picking the right player, sometimes simple is best. You know, the Eagles have gotten much better at this over the last X number of years, where Howie Roseman has stopped overthinking things and he now just drafts the right player. And, you know, I have been a victim in the past of overthinking when it comes to what our team should do. I overthought the Devontae Smith pick because I was like, this guy's built like me. How's he going to succeed in the NFL? And he succeeded just fine. He's a tremendous player. That was me overthinking it. The Eagles obviously didn't overthink it. I think tonight the Sixers could, if they're not careful, overthink this thing. VJ Edgecombe feels like a really good pick. But let's go off the premise. The Sixers don't believe that there is a huge gap between Edgecombe and the next 3 or 4 players. Like, if that's the case, if that is the case, there is a, you know, there's a world here where the Sixers could trade down, accumulate more assets. Now, you could look to a team like New Orleans at number seven. Let's say they want Ace Bailey, and they're willing to give up a guy like Herb Jones. Is Herb Jones enough to drop four spots? And then you're living in the world where Ace Bailey goes three, and, you know, you got three picks in between four, five, and six before the Sixers on the board at number seven, and that could be Edgecombe, it could be Konkanipal, it could be Trey Johnson. So then what, right? Then what are you comfortable taking? What's the next bucket of teams the Sixers should be willing to do business with, and they're still comfortable with the player they get? Because once you earn the third pick, right, once you start working these players out and you're convinced you're going to get a player in this range, you know, there's tiers, right? I think there's in the lottery, I would say there's probably four tiers of player. There's tier one, Cooper Flagg. There's tier two, Dylan Harper. There's tier three. And I think that tier includes VJ Edgecombe. It includes Konkanipal. It includes Trey Johnson. I would say those three are in the next tier. And then I think there's tier four of the lottery, which is a lot of wild cards. Guys that could become NBA All-Stars, but guys that could not and could really become nothing more than role players, bench players, busts in the NBA. That includes the big man from Duke. It includes Derek Queen from Maryland, who I like and put on my big board yesterday. It includes Jeremiah Fears. It includes Jakachonis. Like, it includes all these guys that have a shot, but I'm not quite sure. And if the Sixers drop far enough, that's the range they probably find themselves in, more than the sure things near the top. But as I look at this, there is a path for the Sixers to trade down and get a lot. I mean, the Ace Bailey situation isn't just the idea of should they take the player and the red flags and all that kind of stuff. That's its own thing. But the Ace Bailey thing also opens up the possibility that someone wants to move up for Ace Bailey, that the Sixers are in an advantageous position if they think they have five players or four players in a bucket that they really like. Well, they could drop down. So some spots they could drop down to tonight, and I don't think it would be the craziest thing in the world. To me, I see three potential trade partners for the Sixers tonight. Okay, let's go through them. And they all sit 6, 7, 8 in the draft. And I think you can make a case that's the order in which they should, want to do business. I think you could move one of those teams around. But let's start with the team that makes the most sense to me to do business with, and that is the Wizards at number six. So the Wizards are clearly in a...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You know, I think they tried to tank this thing last year for Cooper Flagg. They didn't have lottery luck. they got screwed in their mind and they got the number six, right? Now they're doing a thing where they're bringing on all these kind of vets like CJ McCollum, but they're clearing books for next year. And they're going to, you know, the Wizards have never been relevant really in my lifetime, like really relevant. And I think they're trying to take the long road to true relevance, to see if they could find their Victor Wembanyama, if they could find their Cooper Flagg. And, you know, I'd be lying if I said I know what next year's draft yields, but I think that's what they're looking at. Now, I think just the odds say we probably won't get a Flagg in next year's class. Usually when there's these special kids, we know about them a year plus in advance. We knew about Wembanyama. We knew about Cooper Flagg. I haven't. Just me personally, I haven't heard about that kid in next year's class. So the Wizards strike me as a team, with that all being said, that may view Ace Failey as having that type of ceiling if he reaches it. And maybe they are a little desperate, a little down on their luck for not getting a top two pick, not getting Harper, not getting Flagg. And they view Bailey as, hey, is he as talented as what we would get next year if we win the lottery anyway after another terrible season? They may view it that way. So if I'm doing business tonight on the Sixers, the Wizards are the first team I'm looking at. Bailey, there's been reports he wants to get there. He wants Washington. They may want him. They may be desperate. The reason, you could see the reason on their side why they want to do it. You could see how we put a deal together here. But the other thing that intrigues me about this is it's not a far fall. So if the Sixers have a bucket of players. Let's say they have four players. Edgecombe, Con Knipple, Trey Johnson. Right? They have N.A. Bailey. They have that group of players all bunched together on their board. Well, if you trade with the Wizards and you drop down to six, Ace Bailey is going to go three. That means there's only two picks, and Edgecombe, Knipple, and Trey Johnson are all on the board. Right? Two picks separate, the fourth and fifth pick. So it would be the Hornets, it'd be the Jazz. And the Sixers could still end up with one of those three players. In fact, and I'm just guessing on this, but I would guess if the Sixers and Wizards traded tonight and the Sixers drop down to six and they get assets back from the Wizards and the Wizards go up to number three and take Ace Bailey. Number four, the Hornets, I think they would take Con Knipple. Number five, I think the Jazz would take Trey Johnson. So if that plays out exactly like that, the Sixers could still get VJ Edgecombe at number six and get the extra assets from the Wizards. That feels like a smart way to do business. It feels like a smart way to build a basketball team. So that's number one. That's the most intriguing and likely and advantageous trade down spot for the Sixers. Number two, I would say, is the Brooklyn Nets, just because of the assets they're accumulating. They have a lot of picks. So the Brooklyn Nets have the eighth pick in this draft. They have the 19th pick in this draft. They have the 26th, 27th. Are the Nets so... And Bailey has been, that's another spot Bailey has been rumored to want to get to. Are the Nets so desperate to get Bailey? Is Bailey so desperate to get to Brooklyn that the Nets would be willing to give up 8 and 19 to get to 3? Would that be enough for the Sixers? I don't know enough of how strongly the Sixers feel about the back end of this first round, of the last 15 players that will go around the end of this first round, of the back of the top 20, let's say. You know, I don't know how they view those players. I mean, if they view it as, hey, 10 through 20 are pretty similar, then it might be worth dropping down to 8 to also get 19. And then you add two potential players in here that could make a major difference. Two potential players that can make a major difference, not just one. It also gives you another asset to play with as you try to figure out the basketball team, long-term and short-term. You know, you could trade that number 19 pick back to future years. You can maybe use it to attach in a trade to dump a Paul George. I'm not saying I want to drop down to 8 to dump Paul George, but it gives you an asset. You still get a top 10 player, and you can maybe use it to dump Paul George in a different deal. So that's on my mind. So I'd say the Wizards are the best possible option if they're coming up for Ace Bailey. I would say the Nets are the second best option because of all the assets they have in this particular draft. And then there's the Pelicans, who at number 7, maybe telegraphing this thing that they want to come up here and get Ace Bailey. Now, they also have the 23rd pick, so it's not that dissimilar to the Brooklyn Nets. They have four first-round picks, but they have an extra one that they could dangle here in a trade with the Philadelphia 76ers. So I'm going to I'm going to state it pretty frankly. I am open to trade down tonight. I'm open to it. I won't hate it. Now, if they fall far enough and they don't land any of the Knipple, Trey Johnson, or, VJ Edgecombe grouping, I'm going to be disappointed. If they don't get anyone on my big board, including Queen and Fears and Yakachonis, I will be disappointed because I think there's a variety of players here that could help this team long-term, short-term. So I'll be disappointed if they don't do one of these things. But if the Sixers aren't fully in love with VJ Edgecombe, then trading down has to be the plan, right? They can't just sit at number three, ranking the option, sitting at number three and taking, VJ Edgecombe for the hell of it. Taking, someone, Ace Bailey and trying to trade him, don't love that. Trading down with Washington and still getting Edgecombe at six, probably the best possible scenario. Trading down a few spots and getting one of Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, or Con Knipple, I'm good with that. Trading all the way to seven or eight and wading into the territory of Jeremiah Fears or one of the wing from Arizona, I'm less confident in the whole thing. And if they trade further down and they land all the way at eight, then you might as well just take a shot on a Queen, a Derek Queen, who I think could be a DeMarcus Cousins-like player in the NBA. This is a huge moment for Daryl Morey. It is a huge moment. It is a moment that's going to dictate the rest of his tenure here. If he nails this the way his front office, and I know Elton Brand gets a lot of credit, but his front office nailed the Maxey pick. And his front office seemingly, it was not that many games, but seemingly nailed the McCain pick. If that's where this goes and they nail this pick, Daryl Morey has a chance to flip around his tenure in Philadelphia and build the right team post-George and post-Embiid. He'll have enough here to overcome those mistakes. If he lands the wrong player, if he lands Bailey and then doesn't end up with the right player in the trade, because by the time the Wizards or the Pelicans or the Nets get on the board, they're stuck with Yakachonis. And I don't mean to pick on him. I used him on my big board yesterday. He reminds me of Austin Reeves. But if they're stuck there and they don't get the right people, we'll look back and we'll say this was a gigantic missed opportunity for the Philadelphia 76ers and one they'll regret forever. There's been a lot of big-time number three picks. Number three pick, you look just last decade in the NBA, you could get special players. Joel Embiid was the third pick in the draft. So this isn't it doesn't have to be a consolation prize. This could be the prize. It could be, the second prize. I wouldn't say there's a non-zero chance. I wouldn't say there's a no chance that this player is better than Dylan Harper. I think there's a chance that happens. I mean, Cooper Flagg is going to be the best player in the draft. We know that. I saw yesterday, I forget who it was, former player Kendrick Perkins said Cooper Flagg is like if LeBron and Kevin Garnett had a baby. I mean, that's special kind of stuff. That's a special kind of comp for Cooper Flagg. He's going to be the best player. But after that, the Sixers have an opportunity to get a great, great player at number three. I would take VJ Edgecombe. I would take the safe way. If the offers come in, and they're probably coming in today, the Sixers should absolutely consider moving down. The best and most likely and most realistic and most advantageous spot is the Wizards at six. Because if they're coming up for Bailey, the Sixers still have an opportunity to get a really, really high-end player at number six, and it's one of three, four, five, six, Edgecombe, Knipple, Trey Johnson. You put those guys in a bucket, you're happy with what you get. We shall see. Big night tonight. We'll be reacting tomorrow. Today, we're at McGurk's in Langhorne. Come on out, say hi, have some lunch. We'll be talking Phil's tough loss last night, topper in the ninth, Rojas, Ranger dominant again, and of course, the NBA draft. We will talk soon on WIP Daily.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.